And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of February, 2025. February 28th is National Vegan Lipstick Day. National Vegan Lipstick Day was founded by U.S. makeup brand Cake Lips and is an opportunity to celebrate vegan lipstick and educate the public about the importance of avoiding cosmetics that utilize animal products. February 28th was chosen for this holiday to honor the birthday of Grandma Bert, one of Cake Lips' founding members. Makeup has been used since ancient Egyptian times. One massive advancement in the industry is the introduction of vegan and cruelty-free makeup products. Organizations like Cruelty Free International oversee the certification of corporations seeking cruelty-free status. Companies that make beauty and household products without testing them on animals can apply for membership in the Leaping Bunny program, which allows them to add Cruelty Free International's Leaping Bunny logo to their products. The European Union, Norway, Israel, and India have already prohibited animal testing in cosmetics and the sale or import of newly animal-tested beauty products. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, provides a search engine and downloadable list of qualified cruelty-free vegan beauty brands. The 29th of February is the birthday of Rukmini Devi Arendelle, born in 1904. Rukmini Devi Arendelle was an Indian theosophist, dancer, and choreographer of the Indian classical dance form, and an activist for animal welfare. She was the first woman in Indian history to be elected a member of the Rajya Sabha, the upper house of the Parliament of India. A staunch champion of vegetarianism and peaceful protests, Rukmini Devi tackled the prevalence of animal sacrifices by creating public awareness about them through plays and dance dramas. In 1953, she introduced a bill in Parliament to prevent cruelty to animals, but due to technical flaws, it was not moved forward. She did not give up, but became more determined to understand the inner workings of passing legislation. Referring to animal slaughterhouses as living hells in her public speeches, Rukmini Devi spent several years collecting evidence, visiting slaughterhouses, medical research laboratories, veterinary hospitals, and cattle markets. She urged members of parliament to visit slaughterhouses so that they could see the cruelty and contemplate on more humane methods of treating animals. Rukmini Devi was determined to make a difference to ensure that the plight of animals was recognized by legislators so that steps would be taken to minimize their suffering. She was instrumental in the legislation for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, and for later setting up the Animal Welfare Board of India under her chairmanship in 1962. She remained on the board until her demise in 1986. She did much work to promote vegetarianism in the country. She was vice president of International Vegetarian Union for 31 years, from 1955 until her death. Deeply sensitive to all life, she was a true champion for the cause of animals. She said, "The whole animal world is sending out one cry for help, which very few human beings are answering. We may think we're not able to do much, but ability comes from desire to act. We will find the energy and the means if we know how to feel." And here's a poem for today, "She Walks in Beauty" by Lord Byron. She walks in beauty, like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. And all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress or softly lightens o'er her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent. A mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. She Walks in Beauty by Lord Byron. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that kindness is beautiful.